USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration announced Tuesday that it is moving on plans to increase the number of coronavirus vaccine doses sent to the states to 10 million a week for the next 3 weeks. That's nearly 2 million more than they have been getting. President Biden said states would also be told 3 weeks ahead of time how many doses they would be receiving, allowing them to plan for their supply. The president also announced that the country will increase its vaccine order from Pfizer and Moderna by 50%.
And we believe that we'll soon be able to confirm the purchase of an additional 100 million doses for each of the two FDA-authorized vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna. That's 100 million more doses of Pfizer and 100 million more doses of Moderna. 200 million more doses than the federal government had previously secured. Not in hand yet, but ordered. We expect these additional 200 million doses to be delivered this summer.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Federal Bureau of Investigations has released its report indicating a record number of background checks were processed in 2020 for the sale of firearms. John Clements has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
With so much fear of tighter gun control measures from the new administration, coupled with the pandemic and all the riots in the streets, Americans turned to firearms. I spoke to Edwin Walker, an attorney with a U.S. Law Shield.
The figure that the FBI has put out is the number 39,695,315. To keep in mind, this is the number of background checks. This is not necessarily the number of firearms that are that have been purchased, because you can purchase multiple firearms with one background check.
Part of that record, 39,695,315, was almost 4 million for December. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And this is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Senate was sworn in as jurors for former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, as some members are asking the Supreme Court for a ruling on the constitutionality of the trial. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The entire Senate sworn in as jurors ahead of the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. All 100 members of the upper chamber taking the oath of office, including Vermont Senator Pat Leahy, who is the presiding officer over the trial. The trial set to begin February 8th. Regarding impeaching President Trump, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
I know that common sense isn't legal in Washington, D.C., but I think a fair-minded, rational person would ask Congress to vote to file a declaratory judgment action to ask the Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of impeaching a president who isn't president before we put the country through this.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Indiana Pacers guard Caris LeVert is expected to make a full recovery after undergoing surgery to remove cancer from his left kidney. The renal cell carcinoma was discovered during a team physical after LeVert was traded to Indiana in the 4-team deal that sent James Harden to the Nets. The team says that LeVert will remain out indefinitely while he recovers from surgery and that no further treatment will be needed. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.